how much did you pay for this bag?
$2,900.
She says it's a fake.
That's what she says.
A cheap knockoff or a great deal?
She's claiming that I stole her money.
Well, if you perpetrated a fraud on her, then you stole her $3,000. What do you think of that?
But who will be left holding the bag?
Now I have all three bags.
Actually, two.
I actually have this one here that I'm developing an attachment for.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheinlein. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy.
Danielle Zilber is suing 22-year-old Kevin Celentano for selling her a fake Hermes handbag.
Order. All rise.
Now, this is case number 203 on the count in the matter of Zilberg versus Celentano.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Ladies, have a seat, please.
Ms. Zilberg, how old are you?
I'm 26.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a project manager at an e-commerce company.
How long have you been doing that?
About a year.
You live alone?
I live at home.
With your parents?
With my mom.
And you, sir, what do you do?
I'm a songwriter and I work retail.
Have you written any songs that I might hum?
No, not yet. We're soon to hear.
Okay. And what else do you do?
Currently not in school, but that's it as far as...
I'd like to know what you do. I know that you're a songwriter who hasn't written any songs, and you're a student who's not in school. What do you do?
I work retail at the mall, and...
Retail. And how long have you worked there?
About 5 months.
Full-time or part-time?
Part-time.
Who do you live with?
I live on and off with my girlfriend and my mother.
Who do you live with?
With my grandmother.
So what does he mean when he stand? What does he mean, stand? What does he mean when he says he lives on and off with you? That means he lives in your grandmother's house?
Yes.
Is that what he does?
Yes.
She lets him stay in the house?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Because they have a really good relationship, and he works at the mall really close to my house, and it's kind of a ways away from his mom's house. So he stays there whenever he needs to work, and it's just more convenient as far as the commute. Mm-hmm.
This case involves the sale of what you say is a fake Hermes bag that Mr. Celentano sold to you.
Yes.
On the internet. You want your money back.
Yes.
You have some counterclaim because you say now she has two bags that belong to you, and you say that you were accosted by two men who were with her after you sold her this bag. Is that all true?
Yes, that is true.
Yeah. Where did you get the bag from?
From my mother.
And what does she do for a living? Is not an answer.
Sorry. She is currently unemployed.
What did she do last year for a living?
She has not been working for the past 2-3 years.
How has she been supporting herself?
My stepdad.
And what does he do for a living?
He works at Boeing, builds space shuttles.
And how long have they been separated?
About a year.
How long were they married?
10.
And how many Hermes bags did your mother have?
3.
Do you know where she got them from?
They were given to her as a gift from her ex.
From your stepfather?
Yes.
He makes space shuttles, is that what he does?
He builds space shuttles.
We're
as
not
well
in
as
that
welding.
Business anymore. Haven't you been reading the paper?
He welds and he works at Boeing and builds space shuttles.
He's a welder.
Yes, that's one of the things
Just
he does.
A second. It's all getting better. It's going to get better for me. So he's not a scientist.
No.
He's a welder.
Yeah, that's one of the
and
things
And over
he
the
does.
Course of the years that they were married, your stepfather, in addition to taking care of your unemployed mother and you, he bought her $6,000 to $10,000 Hermes bags, which you decided to sell for her on the internet. I'm understanding this. I didn't know that the welding business was so lucrative. You understand where I'm going, sir?
Yes, I understand.
I hope you understand exactly where I'm going. Your mother gave you a bag to sell for her. Is that the story you're telling me?
Well, she's going through a really hectic, rough divorce with my stepdad. So she barely has any time on her shoulders. So I'm doing her a favor, helping her out because
I'm just asking what story you're telling me. That your mother gave you a $10,000 bag to sell on the internet for her.
Yes.
One of three that your welder ex-stepfather gave her from his earnings.
Sure.
That's the story that you're telling me.
Yes.
Great. And you put the bag on the internet, and right. She purchased it.
Yes, she did.
And she says it's a fake.
That's what she says. Okay.
Now, is that the bag that
yes,
you purchased?
Is.
I'd like to see it, please. Okay. Is this your expert?
This is my expert, Miss Angie.
Okay. Would you stand up, please? Tell me your name.
My name is Angela Houston.
Miss Houston, tell me what your background is that you believe warrants my finding your testimony, expert testimony, in the field of authenticating bogus bags.
Okay. I did start as a collector about 25 years ago, collecting designer handbags, all purchased originally from the stores, so they were authentic. And about 1999, I started working for myself as far as authenticating online. So I became the first online company to authenticate designer products. I would go to eBay, for example, and tell people that the bag they were purchasing was not authentic. And it is something that I have a passion for.
And you've been doing that since 1999?
Correct.
What's the name of your company?
My Poupette.
And it's online?
It is online.
Are you familiar with the Hermes bag?
Yes, I am.
Would you take a look at this one, please? And tell me what it is about this bag that suggests to you that it is not a legitimate Hermes bag.
There are three key features that I checked. I checked the entire bag, of course, but there are three features that I printed out photos for you to take a look at so that you can also compare. One of them is that the Kelly bag in particular, which this is, should have a matching lock that matches the leather of the bag. And on this lock, you'll be able to see yourself. The leather does not match, and I've printed a picture to show you how one should look. The other thing is that the studs on the strap should be hand-pounded. They should not look all uniform. These all look like they were just kind of put on by a machine, perhaps. And the logo itself is not deeply embossed. It looks like it's just sort of put on here. I've given you a picture of that as well. Those are the key features that I wanted to point out to you.
I'd like to see.
Okay.
Thank you. While I'm looking at these, how much did you pay for this bag?
$2,900.
When you saw this ad, you agreed to meet him, is that right?
Yeah, I agreed to meet him at the Hermes store in Beverly Hills so that we could verify authenticity.
Well, it is clear that the lock on the bag is of a different leather
correct.
Than the bag itself. That's clear. It's hard to get depth from the logo on it, but I see what you mean.
We do have an original Hermes bag here that maybe you can compare. It's not a Kelly bag, it's a Birkin bag, but you could probably compare the embossed logo with that one.
I'd like to see it. I would.
And, Your Honor, I would like to point out that on the Birkin bag, the lock does not necessarily match the leather.
Well, it's metal.
Correct. But there are some that do match.
Oh, it's actually pretty hard to tell.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Now I have all three bags.
Actually, two.
No, I'll have all three.
Oh, you have them.
Oh. Okay.
I actually have this one here that I'm developing an attachment for.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Danielle Zilber is accusing Kevin Celentano of selling her a fake Hermes handbag. Kevin is insisting the bag is real.
Okay. When the plaintiff contacted you and told you that she thought that the bag was a fake, tell me what happened.
She didn't actually contact me. She waited to set me up at the mall to let me know that it was a replica, supposedly.
Well, tell me about that, sir.
Okay, so I posted my ad on Craigslist.
I got that. She answered the ad. You negotiated a price.
Yes,
and you agreed to meet her at Hermes on Rodeo Drive
correct.
In Beverly Hills. She did, in fact, meet you there. She took the bag. What happened next?
Okay, Danielle and I walked out to the car. She said, okay, I'm going to give you the money. We exchanged, both walked away happy. Actually, before we walked away, she said, let me know if your mother has another handbag for sale. I said, yes, she does, but I'm not sure if she wants to sell it. I will let you know in a couple of days. And I told her, I said, yes, my mom is willing to sell it. And she said, okay, well, can you meet me at the Hermes store again? I said, honestly, I am staying at my girlfriend's house in La Crescenta, and that is on the opposite side of the valley to go to Beverly Hills. I don't have much time on my shoulders. I don't want to drive there again.
Why? You're not doing anything. You don't go to school. You don't write music. So why wouldn't you want to, for $3,000, which is a lot of money, drive
because
across town?
We had already went to the Hermes store. And I'm being honest.
You only went to the Hermes store with regard to one bag. I just want to know.
I'm not hiding anything. I just didn't feel like driving again.
Feel like it. Okay. So you didn't feel like it.
Well, that is one of the reasons, and it's really far. It's not convenient to go all the way to the Hermes store again. And she had sent me an address where she wanted me to meet her, and I checked it on my iPhone, and it was actually a dead end, like, I don't know, some dark alley or something, and I thought it was really shady. And I said, why don't we just meet at the mall where there's people in case anything happens? Never know. And she kept on insisting, no, why don't you just come to this address? And I didn't want to because that's kind of shady. Who knows if they want to
jump. So why don't you just meet her at the Hermes store again?
It was just too far. Let's go to the Glendale Galleria, which was like, what, 3 miles away from her house? So she was willing to meet at the mall, finally. We met in front of Macy's. I approached her, gave her the blue bag.
You have that bag with you?
Yes.
So she checked it out, and behind the glass door, I saw two big guys approaching me, and she actually handed the bag to one of them, and I was like, okay. And she told me, okay, this is what we're gonna do. You're gonna give me the money back that you took from me. She's claiming that I stole her money.
Well, if you perpetrated a fraud on her, then you stole her $3,000. Aside from everything else, she has to go report you to the police, which I'm sure gonna make her do.
Okay, why? I mean, we walked out the store. She willingly gave me the money in exchange for the bag.
Let me tell you something. If she is successful, and I give her a judgment, I'm going to hold that judgment until she files a complaint with the police department against you, so she's on record. Okay. And you're on record, so that you can, as they say on television, tell it to the judge, only a criminal court judge, for fraud.
Okay.
What do you think of that?
I don't think that's fair.
Why? Do you think that I believe, based upon what you tell me, it's your story, that your mother was married to a man who's a welder. And as a welder, he was able to spend $30,000 just on pocketbooks.
Well, I don't know.
Just on pocketbooks. So then what happened? Two guys came over and they took the blue bag. Now I have all three bags. And?
Actually, two.
No, I have all three.
Oh, you have them.
Oh. Okay.
I actually have this one here that I'm developing an attachment for.
Okay, so she handed the blue bag to the other guy, and her dad came towards me aggressively, questioned me, who are you, where's your ID, what do you do, where do you live? And I just felt really intimidating because it was like I wasn't being ambushed by the mob or something. It was like in Goodfellas, like I didn't know what was going on.
Oh,
I was really
goodness.
Confused.
Shh.
Yeah, that's only one. So I was really confused, and they kept on insisting for me to give them my ID, where my car was parked. So I finally said, okay, let's go walk to the car. I have nothing to hide. Once we got to it was actually her car. She was sitting in the passenger seat. Once we got to the car, her dad opened the door, took the keys out of the ignition, threatened not to give the keys back until I gave her money back for the white bag that she purchased from me. I said, I do not have the money. My mother's already used it on her lawyer fees.
That's not true, and he said. I'm sorry for
that. No, that is
no,
true.
No, no, no.
That is true.
What did
that
he
is
say? True.
He said that my mom has the money. I'm going to try to call her. So he was calling his mom on his cell phone. Finally, he couldn't get a hold of her, and my dad said, okay, let me try calling her off my phone. So then when he dialed from his number, she picked up, and he said, I have your son here. He sold my daughter a fake bag, and she said, I'm not at home. I'm not going to come. She basically just avoided coming to the scene.
That is not true. She was in Valencia at the time, which is really far.
Oh, good. Okay. So now gets better. You're definitely going to the police.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
That, sir, is grand larceny. Not little larceny. Not petty larceny.
Okay. I understand.
There, Hermes, that's grand larceny.
Cases, real people, Judge Judy. Danielle Zilber claims Kevin Celentano sold her a fake Hermes handbag.
Okay, Let me understand. Your mother knows that you are in a place with three strangers, her and two men, and that there is an issue with regard to the bag that she gave you to sell. And one of the men says, come down here and let's straighten this out.
Or we're going to call the police.
And your mother says, I'm all the way in Valencia and I'm not coming.
I mean, she wasn't really concerned because she knows these bags are not fake. She shouldn't have anything to worry about. She was in Valencia having dinner with her friends.
Somebody was kidnapping her son.
No one... Okay.
You just told me you were petrified. You felt threatened. You felt intimidated. They took the keys from your car. You couldn't leave. That's kidnapping.
And they said...
Just a second. That's kidnapping. And your mother was having dinner with a friend in Valencia? Is this what you're selling me?
Yes.
Listen, you owe her money back. And I don't actually care where you get it from. But she's going to the police to report you and your mother. Because you just swore to me that you got these two bags from your mother.
Yes, I did.
Great. Well, then somebody's passing off fake stuff as real on the internet. And that, sir, is grand larceny.
But yeah, where do you...
Grand, not little larceny. Not petty larceny.
Okay, I understand that.
That's grand larceny. And that, even in the state of California, which has sometimes a little wackadoodle laws, that is a felony.
Your Honor,
okay, I understand that, but where do you guys have proof that these bags are fake?
That's going to be for the criminal trial. I have this expert. Do you have an expert?
No.
Let me tell you why I believe this expert. Because this foolish young lady over here, if she had to pay rent someplace, she wouldn't have $2,900 to spend on a pocketbook. Because I don't think she makes that kind of money. But because she gets to live rent-free at home, she gets to save all of her money and she can act foolishly and go spend $2,900 for a pocketbook. But she's allowed to do that because that's legitimate. If she wants to do that, she wanted that pocketbook. Now, it would be foolish for her to not keep that pocketbook when she's paid for it if it was real. Do you understand?
She kept a white bag.
Just a second.
Okay.
It would be foolish of her to make all this fuss, get in touch with this lady, who she, I'm sure, had to pay, because this lady does it as a business.
Okay, well, that's her.
Listen, I don't know whether your mother scammed you, whether you and your mother are in this operation together. I have no idea. That's up to the Valencia Police Department.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Closed captioning sponsored by... Are you the victim of a scam? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
You will give her back her $2,900. You are going to get back these two pocketbooks.
Your Honor, I'm sorry to interrupt, but he also has been attempting to sell the brown Kelly bag that would be his mom's third bag. And I have proof of that.
Oh, then maybe this is what we're going to do with the bags. This bag, I assume, is your bag.
Yes.
Okay. So would you return this bag to the plaintiff, please, Bird? And what I am going to do is, I am going to keep these two bags and turn them over to the Valencia Police Department as part of her complaint. Do you understand?
Okay.
Great. Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $2,900. And when you can establish, sir, that these are legitimate pocketbooks, you'll get them back from the property clerk's office at the Valencia Police Department. Is that fair?
I guess so.
Great. Fabulous. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Please excuse me. Step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy. Exes in a scrape.
I went outside to go to my car at 7:30. I noticed that there's two scratches on the side of my car. He's the only person that I had a dispute with.
Judge Judy.
I'm happy that we've just gotten this settled.
I am not doing a scam, whatever, in this with my mother. I'm just simply helping her out because she's going through a rough divorce.
That there are no other people out there that can be scammed with the two fake bags and potentially the third.
I'm being a kind son, helping out, but now I'm getting blamed for supposedly selling replica bags.
I just saw this obnoxious large man get into my car that I own.
My dad's 5'8", Kevin's like 6'2".
Take my car keys and threaten to not give me my car back.
It was very intimidating and they were threatening me. It was like an ambush.
It wasn't strong arm, no physical force.
I just think the whole situation is ridiculous.
I plan on just filing a claim. You know, I wish it didn't get to this point.
I'm worried because I haven't done anything wrong.
I don't want to put a 21-year-old kid in jeopardy of any sort of legal action. I would have just preferred to resolve it peacefully, but that didn't happen, unfortunately.